A new report by researchers in Queensland is examining community perceptions of the hotels that were involved in COVID quarantine and whether it has damaged hotel brands. While bad publicity was rife, those in the hotel industry think the community is becoming more forgiving as the pandemic continues. Dale Drinkwater reports.
Have you ever dropped some food on the ground and yelled, 5 second rule? If not, the idea is that if you pick it up in under 5 seconds, the food hasn't been contaminated and it's still okay to eat. While there's no scientific evidence to this, it points to a broader idea around psychological contamination, that because one thing touched another, it could be contaminated and no good anymore.
Physically speaking, this is not true, but psychologically, you start to feel uncomfortable and don't want to eat the food.
Wen Mao is an author of a new study looking at the impact of this idea on hotel chains used in quarantine programs. Throughout the pandemic, hotels involved in such programs were prone to bad publicity, with outbreaks between staff, analyses of poor ventilation and airflow, and criticisms around food and room conditions.
So we believe that this kind of perception applies to hotel perception as well.
He and other researchers questioned nearly 500 people on whether hotels who had quarantine programs hold on to any stigma after that program ends. What they found was that people felt a little better about hotels who volunteered to do the program over those who were told to.
Because people feel that you are a socially responsible enterprise and are more willing to stay there in the future.
Leanne Harwood is the Australasian Managing Director for Hotel Group IHG, which is involved in hotel quarantine programs in Western Australia.
So we're part of the program over there, but that was not by choice. That was not a voluntary decision.
But some hotels in Leanne Harwood's chain did go into the program voluntarily, and initially for them, the theory didn't quite play out in practice.
There was some brands and hotels that were attributed to and had clusters named after them in various different states, and there was an absolute backlash, and there was brand and reputational damage to many of the hotel chains that had gone into the program thinking that they were doing the right thing.
As the pandemic rolled on, Leanne Harwood thinks people became more forgiving to hotel chains involved in quarantine programs.
I think all the reports that have come out about the fact that actually the hotels were run by government agencies and it wasn't, it wasn't our food and it wasn't our services, and we weren't running it as a hotel. We were running it, was not the brand. It was actually an isolation facility. Consumer sentiment has started to change.
Government support went a long way in helping with that.
I think in each of the states, the government has lent in and actually done a good job to ensure that the hotels are put back to the way that they should be. And for that, we're very, very grateful.
That's Leanne Harwood there, President of the Accommodation Association, ending that report from Dale Drinkwater.